случая до къде стигна с проекта за седми блок на АЕЦ Козлодуй?
I think partly what Bulgaria has been dealing with has been market realities. Bulgaria has enough energy at the moment. It would be good to be able to further diversify energy. It would also be good to export energy and earn money. So the idea of another generating station makes sense in that regard, but somebody has to pay for it. And at the moment, there are various options on the table. There's an American option and there's a Russian option, but the problem is both options require cash. Neither the American companies involved nor the Russians have been willing to do this on credit. What I believe the government of Bulgaria is looking for now is financing from other possible sources, and I hope that happens. And then, of course, I hope they choose the American option, but that will be Bulgaria's choice. But it's a difficult time in the energy markets because the price of oil and gas is so low. And I think given that Bulgaria has enough electricity currently, it's not a crisis. It's just a good idea that hopefully can be supported by the market. But I would just add on energy diversification, Bulgaria is making progress. They're committed to the interconnector with Greece. The interconnector with Romania is almost finished. The interconnector with Serbia will be finished soon. This is all very good news. We also have Shell exploring in the Black Sea and Bulgarian waters and hopeful of finding gas fields. So there's a lot of positive movement toward diversification. And sometimes people misunderstand diversification. They think it's just cutting off the Russian monopoly, and it's not. It's also about lowering the prices. So we like to talk about the example of Lithuania, which was fully dependent for gas on Gazprom, and they built their LNG terminal, and within 6 months, Gazprom lowered the price by almost 25% on their gas. Mm-hmm.